Pesach Shkolin Mishnehe Moisa HaKetayit, that that year they made a certain amount of Ketayit, and there was always some left over of Melech Afila, a little bit extra. Now you Oisim Bo, what would they do with that? So if you say the rises of Ketayit in the morning, it discusses its content. So they had 365 days of the solar year, and three extra ones which the Kohen would use for the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The Maaseh, the lunar year is not 365, so they always have leftovers. If it was a leap year, then it would be different. So Mafrishim Schar Leumdin, they would take off certain amount of money to pay the workers, Umechalim Oisa Hatzar Umlin, and then they would take the Torah and they would exchange it for the Schar of the Umlin. So the Kedusha that was on the Ketoros would now go on to this money. And then afterwards they would give the Ketoros to the Umlin as a salary. They have these spices as a salary, because the spices now do not have any Kedusha. Now the Kohanim had nothing to do with this, with these spices, so they would sell it back to the Beit HaMikdash, and they buy it with a new coin, because like we said, the new year's Kabbalah has to be bought with a new coin. So this is a patent to use the old spices, but it will be bought from the new coins of this year. Yeah, in Bo Achodesh Vizmanay Leichem Moshe Truma Chadosh, that if the new coins came early, before Chodesh Nisan, so they would just buy it back with the new coins and we use for the next year. They didn't have the new shkolin for the new year, then they buy back with the old coins. So the problem over here is that if you buy that with old coins, it can't be used for the next year. What are they gaining from this?